USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The Christmas morning explosion in Nashville wounded at least three people. Police responding to a call of gunshots, called for hazmat crews and started evacuating buildings.
So they began knocking on doors, making announcements, communicate with everyone to get people safe. Shortly after that, the RV exploded.
That's Nashville Police Chief John Drake. An audible message warning folks to get out of the area played from that RV for at least 15 minutes. This woman tells News Channel 5 she heard the gunshots and that message.
The whole front of our building was blown up. If that person had just detonated that bomb with no warning and no gunshots, we would have been either very seriously injured or killed.
Police have released surveillance images of the RV believed to be used in this morning's explosion. The FBI and ATF are investigating what appears to be an intentional act. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Thousands of folks in the Northeast spent Christmas morning in the dark and cold as snow, heavy rain, and wind knocked out power to tens of thousands of homes in New Jersey, Long Island, and parts of New York City, Pennsylvania, and Massachusetts. Wind gusts of more than 60 miles per hour in spots brought down trees. A storm dumped more than a foot of snow in Ohio and Pennsylvania. More than 2 inches of rain had fallen in Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts by 9 a.m., melting snow is also causing flooding like portions of Route 95 in Rhode Island. It's much drier on the basketball court, where 5 games in the NBA have been scheduled for Christmas Day. The Heat beat the Pelicans 111-98, and the Bucks blew out the Warriors in Milwaukee 138-99 behind Chris Middleton's 31 points. Right now it's the Celtics and the Nets, and coming up later on, Lakers and Mavericks, followed by the Nuggets and Clippers, and in the NFL, we've got the Saints and Vikings. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
President Donald Trump on this Christmas Day says he is going to give a speech to service members from all over the world. He calls it a celebration of Christmas. Trump is spending the holiday at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Palm Beach. The President and First Lady Melania delivered their annual Christmas message yesterday, thanking first responders and members of the military. He also talked about the hope with COVID-19 vaccines.
We are delivering millions of doses of a safe and effective vaccine that will soon end this terrible pandemic and save millions and millions of lives. We're grateful for all of the scientists, researchers, manufacturing workers, and service members who have worked tirelessly to make this breakthrough possible. It is truly a Christmas miracle.
During this wonderful time of year, we also give thanks for the brave and selfless Americans who keep us safe. We are forever grateful for the men and women of law enforcement and the heroes of the United States military.
In this holy season, we thank God for His infinite love, and we pray that the light of His glory will forever shine on this magnificent land. On behalf of Melania and the entire Trump family, we wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us at USA Radio News, Merry Christmas. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.